I was raised in Louisiana, a long way away and a long time ago. My most vivid memory of my childhood was the time my uncle decided to take me and my brother, who was 3 years younger than myself, out to teach us how to noodle. Now, if you don't know what noodling is, it is the act of catching catfish with your bare hands. Lots of fun. He explained to us the basic parameters of the act, which occurred in a place called Lake Chenier, spelled C-H-E-I-N-E-R. It's Louisiana, folks, and they have different ways of spelling things. Anyway, the prospect was one of us would jump in to Lake Chenier along the banks, which were about a six-foot drop into the water, which was muddy, and you couldn't see what you were doing. And you walk along the banks and stick your hand into holes. Being careful to catch a fish, not a water moccasin. That sort of put a damper on it for me, but my younger brother was raring to go. So my uncle explained to us, here's your rope, one of you tie it on you, and the other one hold it in case you have to pull him out. Again, I had doubts about this whole thing. But my brother, again, was very excited. I might mention my brother lives in the Ozark Mountains now on top of a hill where he built a house after buying the hill. Anyway, we decided that I would go in the water first, and Rob, my brother, would stand up and hold the rope. I jumped in the water, very excited about the whole thing, and went along not finding anything, sticking my hand into holes in the mud on my feet, wearing very little clothing. I think I had my underwear on. That was it. And finally, I reached into a hole, and something grabbed me. And I realized at that point that it outweighed me. I was only 60 pounds, 70 pounds at that time. It was pulling back harder than I could pull. I began hollering for Rob, pull the rope, pull the rope. And he tried his best. He weighed 50 pounds. It didn't work very well. And then he had the bright idea, there's a tree up there. I'll climb the tree, wrap the rope over, hold it, jump off. You'll come up out of the water with the fish. The plan worked fine. As I came up, he came down, the limb broke. We're both in the water. The fish still has me. It's not letting go of anything. It wants me. My uncle came upon the scene at that point and explained to us that we were doing this all wrong. Trees were not involved in noodling. At that point, he extracted me from the fish, telling me that it was a large fish, and it probably would be going home that night telling the people, you ought to see one that got away. That's it.